a terracotta sunroom.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. You've got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. And of course, we broadcast to the city we call Vancouver, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. Welcome to Training Time. This is the show where folks like myself... Oh, I'm Jasper, I should say. Hi, I'm Jasper. You're listening to Training Time. This is a show where you might hear me doing it. You might hear Randy, our intersectionality collective coordinator, hosting it, and Brian, who's on our student executive. Brian's been hosting it as well. It's a show where we bring newcomers to CITR into Studio A and hang out on air, introduce them to the boards, introduce them to all the tech here in Studio A, and hopefully get them going on their own radio journey. So today I am hanging out in studio with BB. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to Studio A.
Thank you so much.
It's good to be with you here. You and I have been crossing paths here at CITR over the last few weeks, and it's cool to it's cool that you've arrived at the technical training portion of your radio journey.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
I know you're interested in starting a show. It's too soon to talk about it. It's top secret. It's not ready to be revealed.
And big things coming.
That's fine. There are big things coming. What we're doing today is maybe just listen to some music. I've got some Pastel Blank going right now, Terracotta Sunroom, a really cool band from Victoria that I got the opportunity to see back in 2019 when things were a lot different and you could go to shows. Pastel Blank's a cool band. You've brought some music in. You're a musician yourself.
I am a musician myself. I'm excited to go get some time in the practice room and play some bass.
Are you a member of BVP?
I am. Cool. Very, very cool program.
You want to shout out BVP real quick?
Want to shout out Blank Vinyl Project on the UBC campus. You can pay $25 for 1 year, and you can book 4 hours weekly in their practice room, studio, amps, drum kit, everything you need. Go gig with friends. They're just excited to have you. And it's so fun to get over there and just play on my own like I'm doing today, scream, go be weird, and then also go with my buddies and go play some music. It's great.
That's the best deal in town.
Oh, yeah. It's a screaming deal.
There's so many cool things on campus to take advantage of, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How can folks sort of take advantage of BVP if they want to get involved? Like, what do they got to do?
Blank Vinyl Project on Instagram is the best place to go. They got a link tree. They have all sorts of updates on their events coming up and open mics and shows and lots of good stuff.
So check it out if you're a musician and you're looking for some affordable space to make noise, because it's hard to come by. It's always been a struggle for me to find a jam space that I can afford and make noise in. It's not too run down or whatever.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's lugging brutal. A drum kit, lugging your amp.
Yeah.
It's always, no one wants to do that.
It gets old fast.
Yeah. Really does.
So you're headed there later today?
I am. I'm going to go just be very loud and
sweet.
Hang out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So B, you brought some music in.
I did.
We got two songs queued up at the moment. Where do you want to start with?
I would love to start with this Spice Boys track.
Cool.
I've loved these guys for a really long time. They're signed to a Swedish indie label, and you can picture me listening to this song in my mom's car in eighth grade, just headphones on, just zoning out. It's such a fun track, and it's just got a really good feel. And man, I'm so excited to be rediscovering this band, and yeah, they've got some really good vibes.
We're on the Bandcamp website right now for Spice Boys, and I'm just loving this artwork.
It's great.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's very GeoCities early internet aesthetics. Our editor in chief of Discorder Magazine, Tasha Hefford, would love this. This is very much along their lines. So Highway Hypnosis by Spice Boys. Anything else you want the listeners to know about it before we hit it?
You just got to know it's just a great song. You're going to have a great time.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya,
and the Sakuya to lead in Homasquema stale. CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaki.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Yeah, shout out to Yerba Mate, who have recently been supplying CITR with free Yerba Mate for staff, for programmers, for volunteers, for anyone who's hanging out in the space. They gave us a cool little yellow fridge. It's full of yerba. I got pretty heavy into the yerba the first few weeks and started feeling too freaky. So I started laying off the yerba because it's pretty caffeinated, and it turns out I can't handle it. Hey, you're back on Training Time. I'm Jasper, and I'm here with B. B, what did we just hear? We heard Spice Boys just now.
We did hear Spice Boys. We heard Highway Hypnosis off of, that's their 2019 album Speed 2. And I remember when that album came out, and I listened to it cover to cover. It was so exciting for me, because their EP 2018 Glade is fantastic, and I was just checking them out every single week, and then that album came out, and I was loving it, and radio silence ever since. Nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's brutal. On Twitter, check in every once in a while. Oh, these guys are great, and I'll go look. Nothing.
Oh, that's so sad when the party's over. When was the last sort of like communication or release from the band?
It was pretty close to the release of that 2019 album, that Speed 2 album.
Okay, so it's been a few years.
Yeah, it has. There's a lot of good stuff coming out on Punk Slam, their label. Mm. Really great label with a lot of good bands, but I don't know. Maybe if they came out with something new, it wouldn't be able to live up to my expectations.
I totally know what you mean. And you know what? That's okay, right? Because we have the albums we love, and I even find that I lose interest in artists that release albums that I love, and then their vibe changes over their discography, and that's okay. Like, I can't expect them to recreate the magic every time.
It is rare. It's all good stuff with that band. There's no skips. So,
do you know if maybe members of the band have started other side projects or moved on to other things?
Not that I know of. I haven't really looked too close into this band for a couple years, but maybe if I really went in the depths on their Bandcamp or something, there'd be a little breadcrumb trail for me.
Yeah, if you do some Bandcamp sleuthing, see what you can dig up. Well, hey, you're listening to Training Time. It's CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia. It's a beautiful rainy day here on campus. I'm hanging out with B. B's curating music for us, and we have something else queued up.
We do. Jasper, you know that my favorite holiday is Halloween.
I did know.
Yeah, it's just, it's the time of year when all the ghouls and ghosts come out and play and go crazy, and I'm really into that sort of thing, so I figured we could have sort of a spooky song to get us into the season. Halloween's just around the corner, after all.
How appropriate.
Yeah.
So what do we got?
We got, it's a mouthful. We got Breakin' Bones by Exotic Adrian Street and the Pile Drivers off their fantastic classic album, Shake, Wrestle, and Roll. I honestly know very little about this band. I know that Adrian Street is a Welsh wrestler who has a very prolific career in the wrestling scene, independent of this fantastic record, but beyond that, I know that the lyrics speak to me in a pretty deep way, and I think it's perfect for the season, and I think everyone will agree. So
another record with a wonderful cover.
It's truly, I mean, you could study the composition of this thing for, you could write a paper on it, truly. It's
Do you want to do a quick image description for the listeners?
Yeah, so we're looking at a shake, wrestle, and roll across the top with some great yellow text. And then you appears on the kind of center right, you have Adrian Street, who I assume is doing the vocals on this album, just absolutely about to destroy someone's head in the wrestling ring. Really going for it. There's a lot of momentum that I can see coming across. And then you have a member of the backing band, the Pile Drivers, and then Adrian Street as well. You know, decked out in some spooky makeup and wearing a lot of leather. And I know that these musicians will only bring me the greatest tunes for the Halloween season. So we're in good hands.
All right, here it is. This is Breaking Bones by Exotic Adrian Street and the Pile Drivers.
Got lots of money, but that's really not my style. Nearly all the pleasures in my life have gone. I can't think of many things that make me want to smile, but there's one thing that really turns me on. I want to hear the crunch, I want to hear the cracks, I want to hear the moans and groans. I don't know why, but I only have me breaking bones. Bores me, there's just nothing I can say. I just never seem to get the message through. Very little interests me, I yawn my life away. But there's one thing I always wanna do. I wanna hear the crunch, I wanna hear the crack, I wanna hear the moans and groans. No one seems to understand how sensitive I am when I twist somebody's head round several ways. And dislocating fingers or a casual body slam helps me pass the time and brightens up my days.
I wanna hear the crunch, I wanna hear the cracks, I wanna hear the moans and groans.
Direction, but you keep your voice down, or at least sing.
That was This Family by Human Leather. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have a lot of history with that track. This is, I understand, one of the side projects of the lead singer from Choir Boy, who opened for Snail Mail at the Neptune Theater in Seattle in 2019 when I saw them, and they just stole the show. It was insane how much that singer just took over the stage. And ever since, I'd kind of been checking out Choir Boy. They've had some great releases, really great band. Recently discovered Human Leather, and it's kind of more pared down, a little bit more minimal, but it's always so satisfying. It's like, you know, nice meatball. It's everything you need.
I loved it. I thought I loved it. That had me bopping in here.
Yeah,
very cool. Human Leather, looks like they're from Utah.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of encouraged me to re-examine Salt Lake City. I think that it's fair to say a lot of people hear Salt Lake City. There's some baggage with that, but every time I check them out, I mean, there's got to be some sort of scene, something good going on there, because there's no way that these kids can just be the only thing coming out of that city. It's fantastic.
It's funny, yeah. I think about like Salt Lake City. I you know, most major cities in the United States, you can kind of name a band or two that's come out, or an artist or two that's come out of them. But I can't name any artists from Salt Lake City, really.
Yeah, me neither.
Human Leather,
Choir Boy, and it's all like the same people in these bands. But yeah, they're great.
Wow, B, I've really enjoyed your selections today.
Thank you so much.
Eclectic, fun, just great. You know, these are all discoveries for me. So I love discovering music, and I've really liked your selections.
Thank you.
Today, is this? I mean, I know we don't want to talk about your show that's in development. The show's in development, but I hope you know this. Is this sort of along the lines of what listeners could expect from your curation, or is your curation going to be very eclectic?
I like what I like.
You like what you like.
Yeah, you know, yeah. There's a surveillance vehicle outside the studio right now, just taking notes on a legal pad. But, you know, I think it's fair to say that you can expect a lot of good stuff. And if you wanted to hear some more Human Leather, some more Spice Boys, some more Choir Boy, some more, you know, wrestling, bone breaking, whatever, then yeah, you should keep an eye on CITR.
Oh my god, I loved the bone breaking sound effect in the second song we did.
Yeah, I don't know if they just got like some intern at the studio to like bite an apple into a microphone when they were recording that, but whatever it was, the Foley was it was next level.
It sounded to me like an apple being bitten.
Yeah, it was a real nutritious. There was something going on for sure.
It was a very satisfying ASMR moment for that song. Yeah. Well, B, thanks for coming on Training Time and doing. You've run the gamut of CITR training now.
I have.
Yeah, you've run the gamut. Next step will be to we'll do the demo for the show, get the idea honed, and then you'll be broadcasting in no time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
If anyone at home is interested in starting a radio show, getting involved, getting published in Discord or magazine, I would encourage you to come hang out. Come check out the station. We do a public tour every day at noon, so it's drop-in. You can just come see the space, meet some people, shake some hands, and learn about what we offer. You can also head to CITR.ca and check out the Get Involved page. There's all kinds of information there. So that's it for this episode of Training Time. We're going to sign off, and we will see you later this week. I believe Brian is hosting the next episode of Training Time on Thursday. So be well, be safe, and thanks for listening to CITR.